Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This hadith is about the remembrance of God, dhikrullah. You know, as you know, we are in the month of Muharram. The month of Muharram is a very sacred and solemn month. And for that, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this beautiful month. In this month, not only is it important for us to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein in the sense of taking part and by way of taking part in the various mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein and crying for Imam Hussein, weeping for him and his loyal companions and his family, but it's also important and very imperative for us to remember the message of Imam Hussein. And the reason why he stood up and he began his uprising and also the wisdom that he imparted to us in general terms. And an instance of this is this very beautiful hadith that we will recite for you. As we said, this hadith is about the remembrance of God, zikrullah. Zikr, or the remembrance of God, is one of those very important and central Islamic virtues, you know. In fact, one could say that it is of the most primary importance. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said the following regarding dhikr, or the remembrance of God. Inna Allaha jalla dhikru ma khalaq al ibad illa liya'rifuhu. God Almighty, He created the creation in order that the creation might know Him, might remember Him, might understand Him. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوهُ عَبَدُوهُ. This knowledge, this understanding, which is in fact a remembrance, because we believe that the knowledge of God is something embedded within us. It's natural to us, natural to human beings, right? If we forget God, if we do not recognize Him, it's because there is something preventing our human nature from blossoming. It's only necessary for us to remove those barriers and hindrances so that our nature can blossom and we can understand God, recognize Him or remember Him. This remembrance or understanding or recollection of God, it leads to His worship. When we worship God, or when creatures worship Him, right, they become free of the need for other people, other human beings, other things besides God. فَإِذَا عَبَدُوهُ اِسْتَغْنَوْا بِعِبَادَتِهِ عَنْ عِبَادَتِ مَا سِوَاهُ. Right? They no longer need to worship anything else. They no longer need to seek the help or assistance of anything else besides God. They become free and independent of all other things, a free, true freedom, both spiritually and in a worldly sense as well. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in the famous book of hadith Biharul Anwar of Allama Majlisi, volume 5, page 312. And it is the first hadith on in that section. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the recognition and remembrance of God and its role in the freedom of an independence of an individual. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.